Hello.
Hi, good morning. May I please speak to Kimberly?
Yes, this is her.
Hi, Kimberly. This is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Care. How are
Hi,
you?
Monica. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good, thank you. Kimberly, I was reaching out to you because I had sent you a text message on the 6th with the onboarding requirements that you need to complete to work with Teddy.
Okay.
Did you receive my text message?
I did receive your text message. I'm going to fill those out today. I do have a meeting. I was in touch with the his coordinator. And she was supposed to come out the day that I believe I talked to you. He rescheduled, but she didn't give us an exact date. So I tried to give her a call yesterday and they put me a ticket in and she has to give me a call back before Friday.
Okay, perfect. You probably mean Dina. She's the coordinator of the case. This is the first time that I'm speaking with you.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yep, probably her. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's okay, no worries. All right, perfect. Now, I do have a couple of questions for you regarding your onboarding requirements. Are you
Okay.
up to date with your TB test?
So I did get a TB test last year, but it was with the company, and they actually did it. So I'm probably not going to be able to get those records. So I probably would have to take another one.
Did you get like a blood test or was it a PPD skin test?
Skin test.
Got it. Okay. So what we can do is we can schedule you an appointment to get a blood test done. And
Okay.
then, yeah, and then we'll cover the charges for you. You don't have to worry about the charges, but I can definitely schedule you one here with us.
Okay.
So let me get that going here. Have you lived in Pennsylvania for 2 years or more?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So for your 2 year residency proof, you can send me either an expired ID if you keep those, or maybe like a bank statement. Just
Okay.
make sure that the ID or the bank statement is from the date of 2023 or older.
2023 or older. Okay. ID, not a
Okay.
passport, right?
No, not a passport. It
Okay.
has to have, because the thing is, I have to see your name on it. It has to have a Pennsylvania address, and then I
Got you.
have to see that the date is from 2023 or older.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have your state ID or driver's license?
I do.
Perfect. And do you have your social?
I do. I have the card. I'm waiting for it to come in the mail. I have the
Okay.
receipt that they gave me.
Yes. Can you please send me a picture of that? Because we can still take that in the meantime until you receive your official card in the mail, and then I'll just follow up to get a picture of that.
No problem.
Perfect. Okay. And then, do you have your ID handy right now that you can send me a picture via text?
I do.
If you can send that to me over while I'm scheduling you your appointment.
Okay, yep, I'll do it right now. To this number I'm talking to you on?
Yes, the one ending in 7422.
Yes.
All right, perfect. And what part in Pennsylvania are you in?
I live in Alden, PA. Like right outside of Philly.
Okay. Is going into Philly going to be hard for you, or do you prefer something in your area?
No, it's not going to be hard. I have a vehicle.
Okay. The reason why I'm asking is because there's two different systems that I can schedule you an appointment. If you're willing to go to Philadelphia, I have some AFC locations that you can go to. But if not, I can also find something that's close to you. I'll just need to send in a request for Level Up to reach out to you and schedule an appointment for a quest that's nearest you.
Okay, whichever honestly is easier for you, to be honest. I'm pretty neutral.
Perfect. So let me see what AFC locations I have here. Bear with me
Okay.
for one moment.
No problem. And I'm trying to get this ID for you up.
Sure. Thank you. What is your date of birth, Kimberly?
2990.
Okay, thank you. All right, so I'm just going to let you know the locations that I have in Philadelphia and let me know which one is closest to you. I have one, it says it's a urgent care in Port Richmond at 3680
No,
Aramico Avenue.
that's a little far.
Okay, there's one AFC at the Roosevelt Mall, is 2329 Cottman Avenue.
Okay. What? Got another one? One more?
There's two more. There's one in Roxborough, 5708 in Ridge Avenue.
Okay, and then what's the last one? I'll probably do the Rockefeller one.
Sure. There's one in Torrensdale at 9998 Frankfurt Avenue.
We'll probably do the Ridge Avenue one.
Okay, the one in Roxboro?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. And when would you be available? They are open until 8 p.m. every day. I would have to check on the weekends what time their availability is.
Tomorrow would be great at, do you have anything for like 10, 15 tomorrow?
Yeah. You want me to put you in for 10:30, and if you could arrive early, that's fine?
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay. All right. Great.
You said, and the number ending in 7422, correct?
Yes. So it's 267-551-7422.
Okay, got it. So I'm going to send you two IDs. I'm going to send you my updated ID and then my previous ID because I had to update my ID last year.
Okay, great, great. Thank you.
Okay. That's the first one.
All right, I think I just got it. Let me just take a look. Okay, perfect. So I got your up-to-date ID here.
Yep, and then second one's coming over right now.
Okay.
Okay, so this is going to be a problem. I'm going to send you my paper as well.
Okay, for the social?
I'm going to send you the paper for my social, but I forgot. So I moved in 2020. And they just gave me a paper receipt. So I'm going to send you the paper receipt as well because I sent you both my IDs, but yes, my older ID, it doesn't have the correct address. So I just have to.
Don't worry about it. It's fine. As long as it's an address in Pennsylvania, that's all we're looking for.
Oh,
yeah. It's part of the requirement that the aides need to live in Pennsylvania to show that they have a 2-year residency proof for 2 years or more. So if it's not the current address, that's perfectly fine. That would still be sufficient, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And then one more thing, Kimberly, before I let you go, I do have to submit a background check report. This is done for all of our aides that are signing up with our agency. Would you be comfortable with providing me with your social over the phone so I can submit this report?
Yep. 207.
Mm-hmm.
70.
Okay.
0365.
All right. So your social again is 207-700-365.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. All right. So I'll go ahead and submit this report. I'll keep you posted once I get the results back, and I'll send you a picture of your appointment confirmation, okay?
Thank you so much.
Of course, you're welcome. Just go ahead and then when you have time to working on the links, if you have any questions, this is my direct number. You can call me or text me. And for your appointment, don't forget to bring your ID with you, okay?
They do. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Kimberly. Have a great day, okay?
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.